And last but not least, as we wrap it up here at Hoop Tech, 8:50 on a Monday night, we bring in Rocky Houston, the fourth-year head coach of the Keystone Lady Wildcats. And last year, coach, you had an outstanding season, 17-5 overall, 12-2 in the LC8. And I know you tied for that regular season championship. We had that memorable game over at Keystone to end last season. And then, of course, just a great season overall at 17-5. You return all five starters from a year ago. You've got to be excited about this season.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild. You know, I haven't had five girls return from the previous year, let alone the five starters from a previous year come back. So, and then obviously with the success those five had last year, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. Last year we kind of surprised a lot of teams with what we were able to do. You know, and this year we're not going to surprise anybody. You know, everybody's going to be game planning from us from day one. So, you know, I talked to the girls actually today just about that you're going to have a target on your back and people are going to be coming after you and they're going to be chirping at you and talking about you being overrated and they're coming to take you down. So, you know, getting them prepared now that when that season starts, you know, you got to stay focused, stay in your, you know, keep in your head and don't let somebody get into it and just be focused on what we're trying to do as a team.
How does that make the preseason different when you have a team with expectations, with some experience? But there's still kind of some young kids, you know, and so how do you kind of balance that, hey, these guys, you know, like you just said, you went from somebody that was under the radar to you're not under the radar anymore.
Yeah, and you know, I can't believe I'm saying it again, but we are really, really, really young. It's a four straight year I'm saying that. We're graduating one senior again this year, so that's a four straight year where we're only graduating one senior. I have two juniors. And then after that, it's nine sophomores.
Wow.
And nine freshmen. And, you know, and last week we kind of lost a whole week of practice because that was our DC week for our sophomore class. So the whole sophomore, which is the rest of my varsity.
So
I had three varsity girls last week. That was it. So we did some shooting. We practiced with the freshmen a little bit, but really didn't accomplish much. You know, when everybody came back on Friday night, so we had our early morning practice on Saturday, and it was just trying to get them conditioned again because you take a week off of basketball after putting a 1 week in and getting your one scrimmage in and you look good, you know, you're gassed. Their legs are gone, they, you know, eating junk food for a week and hanging out and staying up late. And just so Saturday was just a conditioning day, basically getting them back into shape, trying to get them back physically where we needed to be so that this week we can work on it. And obviously that hurt us a little bit too because we lost a couple scrimmages just because we didn't have the girls, so we couldn't have any varsity scrimmages until this week again. So we'll get ourselves back to where we were. Luckily, with us having so many returners from the previous year, then, you know, we're able to just get ourselves back in shape, and we already know what we need to run and be okay. Where if this would have been last year, you know, we were doing a ton of learning, and to go a whole week without learning and trying to condition would have been tough. So this year, it's a challenge that you have to deal with every year, you know, because you have that DC trip. Just normally you don't have so many sophomores that are part of your varsity team that affects your varsity team so much. Normally that's your JV team that takes a hit, and you know, and not that you want your JV team to take a hit, but if I'm going to take a hit, I'd rather be my JV team than the varsity team as far as losing that week. But you know, the girls, they're excited. You know, they understand what's going on, and you know, they're just looking forward to actually get back in the gym and competing and playing again.
Your senior, Delaney Peters, just an absolute joy to watch the couple times I saw her last year. She can score the basketball. Expecting her to kind of carry that load offensively for you again this year?
Yeah, and I expect her to do the same similar this year as she did last year. You know, the thing that's been special about Delaney is she started, you know, with the program when I took over the program. So this is her fourth year with my fourth year. You know, that first year she shot every time she touched the basketball, because if not, we were going to turn the basketball over. And then her sophomore year, we got a little bit better. So, you know, she didn't have to do quite as much. And then last year, our team was so much more developed and skilled than what it had been in the past that her shot attempts went way down. But she still, you know, almost scored 16 points a game. And Brooklyn Barber came on last year and scored for us quite a bit. You know, and then my daughter mixes in some buckets here and there. So this year I expect Delaney to be able to really take taking only good shots when she has them available, because we got so many other girls that can score. Our post play is much better now, having Vivian Castle and Jessica Forthover. You know, just another year of being in the post, we were working on getting them the basketball and creating problems inside. And if teams are going to try to go one-on-one with them, then there's going to be a problem. And as soon as they start to double, we got Delaney sitting outside, we got Brooklyn sitting outside, and now you got girls that can knock down shots. Where in the past, you know, we had to work so hard offensively to create shots for them with ball movement that, you know, we can just get the ball inside. And our posts, if you're going to let our post, you know, have the basketball and go one-on-one, you're going to cause you some problems. And as soon as you try to help, you know, and then we got our perimeter game. And then obviously we're going to, you know, take the opportunities to pressure when we can pressure and push the basketball when we should push the basketball and get easy buckets that way as well. You know, last year we went through the whole season basically playing with six girls. And then, you know, this year we're hoping to be around that 7-8 range so that we can play faster, longer. So, you know, we have more girls to sub in. Last year was so tough. You couldn't get in foul trouble and we couldn't get tired.
Yeah.
You know, when you can't get in foul trouble and you can't get tired, there's certain things that you would like to do that
it's a little restricting.
You just can't do. So, you know, for us to end up 17-5 and 12-2 in conference, you know, is kudos to them for being coachable and understanding, you know, what we needed to do and how we needed to do things. And at certain times, you know, it was frustrating because they wanted to do other things. I'm like, you're going to be really tired. You're not going to be able to finish a game in the fourth quarter if we play that way the whole entire first half and then the third quarter. And, you know, and they bought in and they understood. And, you know, we had a ton of success this year, but I'm hoping this year with our depth that we'll be able to do a little bit more of that fast-paced stuff that we would really like to do.
Since you're returning all five starters, how much more can you put in early in the season? And can you add maybe more than you could do when they were a little bit younger?
Yes. So, like, last year, once we got through December, because it was all learning, I didn't put really anything new in the rest of the year because it was just so much for them to understand what we put in and why we put it in and how we were. This year, we haven't put really anything new yet in, but everybody's picking up and understand exactly what we're doing. So I figure by the time we get to game one, now I've – that whole month of December, we can start adding new stuff and build upon what we put in last year. And I think we're going to have the opportunity to do a lot more things to create some scoring opportunities because of defensive things that we're going to do differently and add to the game, as well as some offensive stuff that we want to do and add to the game. And just because we have that base from last year, and then we can add to it. Where last year, we just had to get the base put in, and we really couldn't go any further than that because it was just a lot.
Coach, you know, kind of circling back to something you mentioned earlier, the shot selection for Delaney, you mentioned really wanted to focus on good shots for her this year. How tough is that development process with her individually and maybe, you know, your team as a whole? You go from, okay, Delaney's got to shoot or we're going to turn this thing over, to now she has to try and trust others to make good decisions, and now she's giving up the ball a little more willingly. Was that tough for her at all to try and get her to put that trust and confidence in teammates? And how have you kind of coached everyone and her through that?
Yeah, in the beginning of the year last year, I think she struggled the first handful of games. She just couldn't find a rhythm when she should shoot and when she should give it up. But after about the fifth game last year, she really started to settle in and understand, you know, what's a good shot, when she should shoot it versus when she needs to give it up and find her teammates. You know, and having my daughter at the point guard, Helena, kind of helped a little bit too, because, you know, we really haven't had a point guard that can handle some of that stuff and create opportunities. So it makes it easier for you. You don't have to really figure out what you need to do. When she gets you the basketball, normally it's because she created a shot for you. So now you have the opportunity to go ahead and shoot. And you can tell if she didn't create the shot for you, then we're in our offensive set and it's a motion stuff and you're moving through what we're doing till we can find the right shot that we want to get. So that kind of helped Delaney as well with understanding what's a good shot and what's not a good shot. And we had so many games last year that were four-quarter games where you had to do things the right way to finish a game, whether it was to come back in a game or to hold a lead in the game, and understanding what's a good shot versus, you know, we need to make sure that we're shooting a layup or a free throw at the right time. And our growth, especially on Delaney's side, you know, that second half of last year. So I know this year going into the season, I don't expect any of that to really be a concern on our part as far as that goes.
Well, Coach, did you have anything else? I mean, you're probably the easiest guy. You know, you always want to go last, and him, we only have to ask him two questions. We could be here 25 minutes. I mean, it cracks me up.
That's fine
with me. Yeah, we make it easy on it.
Let me steal another Rob line. Yeah, right. We don't get paid by the word. So.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate to be in the situation that I've been in for the last several years. And, you know, when you got girls that work like these girls do, that you want to talk about them. You know, when we have our banquet at the end of the year, you know, I tell all the parents, make sure that you're ready because it's going to be a long day. And it is. And I talk about every girl. I let them know and how much I appreciate their time and their effort and their accomplishments, whether they got awards or not, you know, how much they meant to the team. And, you know, that's just the type of coach and the type of person that I am. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, when I have an opportunity to talk about the girls and talk about the team, that I do that and let them know how much I appreciate them and I appreciate their work and their effort and obviously their parents, because when you have nothing but sophomores, they can't drive. And you have freshmen, 9 freshmen now, they can't drive either. Right. So yep, parents are doing a lot of driving still. And most of these teams are that are varsity teams, they're junior and senior laden. They're all driving everything. And it's a non-issue. Parents don't have to do as much anymore.
A little different.
It's not the same.
Well, Rocky, again, thanks again. We always enjoy the conversation. We'll have you throughout the season. As I look at this, I see we've got Elyria at Keystone in February. And I'm sure we'll see you along the way. But just great to have you talk with us again. I don't recognize you without your SpongeBob SquarePants hat on. But I'm sure as we get deeper in the winter, that puppy will come right back out, right?
Yes, for sure. You'll definitely see it there. And
he was wearing it before Oscar Gonzalez thought it was cool.
That's right.
I still don't know who it is, but, you know, that's okay.
So that's for us to figure out.
That is a true statement. I had definitely been wearing it for quite a while. And we appreciate everything that you guys do here at WEL for not just Keystone basketball, but for basketball in Lorain County. And
Our pleasure. Yep. Believe me, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
So, again, thanks. We appreciate it, Rocky.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Rocky Houston, fourth-year head coach. And, Rocco, that's going to wrap it up for us. As